Margaritaville, how's it going, buddy?
Well, you know, I'm so full of rice pudding about now.
Yeah.
It's all the same. You know, I'm the same asshole every day.
Yeah.
How are things out in our Omicronian world?
You know, I'm pretty nervous about all this, you know, Omicron. You know, I'm double masking it. I got the windows, we got them all taped off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried?
Well, it's zero microns. Zero microns pretty much means nothing.
That's too funny.
And because Omicron is an anagram, of course, for moronic. Right? Makes me think of Etobicoke, right? Moronic, Etobicoke. Moronic, Etobicoke. And then, of course, it's a variant, which is a Delta, and Delta Omicron, of course, is an anagram for media control.
Yeah.
Which plays right into the decode of Omicron that you and others did. So I want to celebrate and congratulate you on a perfect decode.
Let's everybody stop for a sec. Everybody have a drink.
Well, Blinistronic, there you go. Yeah, have a drink. Yeah. Or two. So we talked about how Otis.
Yeah.
And that's the network.
Yeah.
And then Operation Black Swan is the kill switch.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, if I'm wrong about any of this, because of course I've kind of been off the internet and in jail for 10 months, I can't, you know, I'm just flying here, but if my memories are accurate, we now have the complete network set up.
Yeah.
And the kill switch. Now, why is all this important? For those playing at home, have a drink and take a look at the meme that Canadian Patriot so wonderfully found for me. And darling, I love you. Don't ever forget that. I'm so grateful for your work. And the future message of Donald Trump, he says, I'm coming to you in this manner because most of the world's media is under indictment for RICO.
Yeah.
What happened to Cuomo yesterday? He stepped down from CNN.
Yeah.
Right? And I think you're going to see people are going to start to fall off the media empire one by one over the next couple of weeks, and that'll be certainly a sign. But what you're going to see is eventually they're just going to shut down all communications, and the next thing you know, everywhere you look, you know, you're going to go put toast in the toaster and you're going to see Donald Trump going, hi, I'm Donald Trump, and I just wanted to tell you sorry on behalf of the American people of the world, et cetera, et cetera. So the future message of Donald Trump, which somebody pulled out of a crystal ball in March 2015, might very well come to pass.
You do very well at predicting things.
I got lots of time.
Here's the thing.
I do 1,000 push-ups.
Yeah.
Right? I do 1,000 push-ups on Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And then the other times I just sit and think strange thoughts, right? The other thing about Omicron that people might want to do is look into The Simpsons. Has anybody picked up on this yet?
I don't watch TV, so.
Okay. Simpsons and Futurama. Go look at the aliens. Remember the aliens? There's two aliens in the saucer. And they're always on the Halloween special. Omicron something 8 was the aliens from The Simpsons. There we go. Zero micron. Yeah. So, in fact, the intelligence community has now officially taken over the media. They own it all. So that they can run the narrative. I don't know. Maybe you'll see a variant called Hillary's frazzle drip might be the next COVID variant.
If Donald Trump is listening, he's probably getting ideas, eh? Because I had I had tacos yesterday. I was talking about tacos at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. I was talking about them, And then I go and look at his media, and he's like, I love Taco Tuesdays. I couldn't fucking believe it. Sorry for my swearing. I'm gonna try.
I want to apologize on behalf of myself and my family and others. I want to apologize for my language on the last program when I was using such derogatory terms discussing Lee Burgess and his wife. What I should have said was fellatio specialist. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say the CS term, and I apologize. I especially apologize to you, M9.9, over there in England. I know that I shouldn't use language like that, but I'm a little pissed off sometimes. But anyway, So I'm just going to refer to them as fellatio specialists.
Yeah, we sound
or frazzle drippers, whatever you'd like.
Oh, that's dirty. I'd rather be called a CS than a...
Anyway.
I wouldn't. No, they're both bad.
So now we see that they have, we have control of the lexicon, control of the media, so they now can, it's the tail wagging the dog, and I think you're going to see some fun and funny things happen. And I understand that a Q post has come to the forefront today.
Yeah, right? Yeah. There's a fella on Gab, and it's posted on my Telegram feed. There's a fella on Gab. I forget his name, but he was on Amazon today, and he found a picture of Mickey Mouse, and he remembered the Mickey Mouse clock, Q post. Mm-hmm. So what he did is he took a look at the file name, and the file name matched up to the exact same file name of the Q post.
Mm-hmm.
Which shows you that the White Hats have control of Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and that comes under
exactly.
that comes under 1221 executive order seizure of all assets.
1221.
Yeah.
Right.
Dated 1221. It's 81313 or something like that.
Right, but 1221, right?
Yeah.
And it's about human trafficking, but trafficking of children.
Serious corruption or serious human rights abuse?
Yeah, and so what did Donald Trump say in 2012? You mentioned last night in the tweet.
Yeah.
What's with all the missing children, with children spelled R-L-D-E-N, or R-D-L-E-N for Rothschild Lindy.
Yeah.
Well, what's with all the missing children? Speedy trial death penalty, right?
Yeah. Yep.
1221. What is 2112? Anyone? Exodus 21:12. The punishment for death is, under Mosaic law, punishment for murder is death.
Yeah.
So we're getting there.
Yeah.
I believe the fact that it's Mickey Mouse. Did you happen to notice the time on the clock?
10:02.
Was it 10:02?
Yeah.
Okay. Got nothing there. But then it's Mickey Mouse might be telling us something about Disney. Who knows?
Well, it's 10:02 at the hands, right? But then at the feet, it's like 5:07. I don't have it in front of me. 5:07-ish at the feet.
I see.
Right?
Because the time probably means something as well.
Yeah, for sure.
They leave nothing to chance.
Usually does. Yeah, it usually does. But I just point that out, that it appears that they've taken over. So Jack Dorsey has stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
The head of cryptocurrency for Facebook stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is saying, put the biggest, baddest guy back on Twitter. And he's trolling all these people, 10 out of 10. Yeah, he's hilarious. I love Donald Trump.
Trolling? What's that?
But he...
Well, at some point in time, people have to say, hey, it's starting. And I believe it's time to say, hey, it's starting.
They're not ready for the big booms? That was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it's starting. And I see Anderson Cooper, they're having a town hall tonight to talk about the Oh, the coronavirus. That's all they talk about. They got nothing left.
And if you
seriously.
Ever if you ever type in, if you're at home, type in like 33 cases of COVID. Type that in Google, and you'll see that just about everybody, every news company at the exact same time and on the exact same date posts the exact same thing. It's right in your face. Or 666 cases, they were doing that not long ago. Everybody was doing that at the same time.
This might make you feel good. The 205 cases, or there's 205 Metro Toronto police employees currently suspended. I believe there's 88 officers and 17 civilians for not being vaccinated.
Yeah.
This is what was posted today on CP24, right? Because there's the integrity of CP24 is certainly without question. I mean, my gosh, Cam Woolley, the former OPP officer, was a CP24. Drink when I say Cam Woolley from now on, please. Because as much as he's talked about Belinda Stronach, Cam Woolley is going to be spending the rest of his life in a cage, thanks to Dave Perry. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. So think about this. 205 is 7, right?
Yeah.
88, 8 and 8 is 16, and 6 and 1 is what? 7.
Yeah.
And there's 17 civilians.
Yeah.
And what did we just learn about the Omicron? They have control of the world's media. That means the clowns at CP24 as well.
Yeah.
So you might want to pay attention to numbers, folks.
All of whom are at addresses of like 333 King Street, 333 Bay. It's all 333. Yeah. You can take CNN. You can flip it sideways. You get 33.
There's no coincidences here, and none whatsoever. I understand that we've got critics. People are saying that I'm connected to Tim Holmes somehow.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make just for those of you who are spending the time to listen to this and try to come up with that ridiculous bullshit. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you spending your time with us.
Yeah.
And on that note, Field McConnell did John Wells not too long ago. John Wells has a massive audience. I don't know, like 5 million people or something listen to him. I have no idea what the numbers are, but I know they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to be doing a John Wells show tomorrow night.
Nice.
If all goes well. They want to talk to me about something big. So we're going to talk to millions of people. And, of course, I mean, think about it. Sidney Powell's been on John Wells. General Matisse has been on John Wells. General Flynn's been on John Wells. I mean, we're talking Field McConnell. Colonel McConnell's been on John Wells. And now they want this asshole to come on. I mean, must be bottom of the barrel Thursday.
What's big?
Today on John Wells, bottom of the barrel Thursday, we've got some idiot from Canada who apparently some morons are saying is connected to Tim Holmseth. Don't even know who Tim Holmseth is, all you Tim Holmseth fans. Don't know anything about the guy. All I know is he took about $700,000 from Abel Danger and Field McConnell. He and Randy Q. Erickson and Kirsten W. And they said there was a Pentagon pedophile task force. And all I ever did was ask for the phone number of that task force, and they never gave it to me. And so I did post a couple funny videos of Tim pretending to be a Navy SEAL calling Field McConnell looking for funds from the Able Danger audience, because I guess Donald Trump had stopped, I don't know, signing the paychecks of the Navy SEALs, which is interesting because he's still signing the paychecks of everybody in the U.S. military currently.
Yeah.
So, and then there was a video where we made a little bit of fun of Tim Holmes being the Children's Crusade and the Children's Army basically being the foghorn, the rooster and the dog. Remember that one? That was a good video.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever notice that the Children's Crusade logo actually looks like an upside-down penis? Just somebody pointed that out to me recently, and I went, oh, really?
Shit.
So that's the Tim Holmes Children's Crusade penis logo.
Well,
And I don't know where Tim is. Last I heard, he was dead. He hasn't posted anything for a while, has he?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I haven't heard of him. I don't look for him because I know he's a bozo, right? So I don't.
Well, he was up for this year's Buckeye NewsHawk Award, wasn't he? Les Nessman.
Right.
The guy gave himself he made up his own awards for his webpage.
Yeah.
And actually, my psychiatrist asked me about Tim. What's your involvement with Tim? I'm going, dude, I was written up in the Daily Beast. That's David Brock's blog. And then, of course, David Brock is James Elefante's boyfriend. And there's that picture of them having a party with Linda Rothschild standing behind them on the steps. And you're asking me about Tim Holmseth?
Yeah.
Have a drink on that one, folks, because I can't understand that. But no, Tim Holmseth led into John Wells. I might be doing the John Wells show tomorrow night. It's still up in the air, but I just got off with his producer, and he read me the introduction, and we fixed a few errors in it. He was making me sound a lot nicer than I am. I got to fix that.
So where on the internet would people look for the John Wells?
I have no idea. I know he's on, 140 radio stations or something like that. This is live radio, man. Okay. I'm not allowed to swear.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to say fellatio.
We're going to practice tonight, okay? We're going to get you not swearing. Okay?
I have to say fellatio specialist. I cannot call Doug Ford a,
fellatio.
Yeah. So, and I apologize for using that language the other day, folks. I really am sorry. I didn't realize till afterwards. We had done a show and canned it because we were so angry.
Yeah, we've had enough of these people.
Yeah, we finished it and I said, we can't post that. And he went, oh, man, we just spent an hour doing it.
Yeah.
We did another one and it was that was a toned down version. It was very animated and angry based upon some things that have been going on. But I can also tell you this now, we are up to 99% chance that there will be an Agent Margaritaville, the movie.
That's good news.
Yeah, I was on the phone with somebody from California, here I come, today, who's involved in the negotiations, and I had a chance to speak to a big, big, big name in Hollywood. I can't say who, but it was a big, big name. And I said to him, I've seen a whole bunch of your movies, man, and I've loved them all. And he said, I think the biggest movie I'm ever going to make is the one that you're bringing to my door.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, well, we just got to figure out how much, we just got to have to negotiate on the money. And I said, well, between a dollar and X, I couldn't care less. I don't really care about making a dime off the thing. I just want the story told accurately and truthfully, right?
Yeah.
And because of it'll, it'll be a PG rated. It won't be a PG rated movie. It would be a, I don't even know what the movie ratings are anymore.
I don't either.
Lee Burgess might be a fellatio specialist, or they might just go for it. You never know.
Yeah.
So
how did you? What I noticed on your alt censor channel.
Mm-hmm.
Is the start date, which is amazing. You've got December the 17th. The 17th. This is all the way back in 2011.
Right.
That's a big deal. All the way back in 2011. nobody even never used the number 17.
Uh-huh.
Or the letter Q. Back in 2000 and. 16. Okay. You're mm-hmm. That channel started on December the 17th, all the way back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely the Julian Assange of Canada. If not, big 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Well,
10 out of 10.
It's interesting that you're paying attention, A1.
Yeah.
You've learned well, Grasshopper. Soon you can snatch the beer cap from my hand. It's time for you to leave. Well, I've been accused of having a crystal ball before, right? I don't know if people notice, when I, before I was Agent Margaritaville, I was Agent Laje Nome, right?
Yeah.
And on my Laje Nome Margaritaville channel, somebody pointed out the other day, a video I posted in 2010, I used the term Pizzagate. And that was 6 years before David Seaman got his anonymous email in October 2016 saying, why don't you go into John Podesta's emails and look for terms like pizza and hot dog? And Seth Rich, who allegedly gave those emails to WikiLeaks, hadn't even given them to WikiLeaks yet.
Well,
that's
a big deal.
And then, of course, in 2016, I made the cup video with the Q on the bottom of it. And that was a year before the first Q post.
Exactly.
And it was a yellow cup. Yellow for yellow flag. For the yellow flag is the Q flag, which is the Q is 17. And then we go right back to the, yeah.
That's incredible. It's
all coincidences. The world is filled with coincidences. I'm not a conspiracy theory. I'm a coincidence analyst.
Yeah. And all these guys using that term, conspiracy theory, they're all going one way Gitmo, I think. It's kind of like a drug dealer, right? You look at it this way. Yeah. They've got a drug dealer, you've got drug operations, but you got people holding signs outside saying, nope, no drugs here, conspiracy theory, keep going.
Oh, the police, the OPP called me a conspiracy theorist all over the place. They actually called the, I didn't tell you this, so I got my information to obtain the warrant to go in the office of the Children's Army.
Yep.
They called the Children's Army a radical political movement.
Oh, of course.
With conspiracy theories about government involvement in pedophilia, conspiracy theories about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The York Regional Police. They also called it a conspiracy theory, and then we found, you know, Eric Jolliffe trained at the FBI Academy. They quickly deleted that training, and I'd still like to know who deleted it. And then we found. Hang on a sec, please.
Yeah.
We found at Belinda's place, whose website has been down ever since we exposed it, pizza and double hearts. We've got Sandgate Shelter, double hearts. We've got Evergreen Hospital. What else do we got?
Is that just a private hospital for Hillary Clinton?
Right? Right, that's Wayne Emerson's territory. Stouffville.
Uh-huh.
Stouffville, right? We got some other stuff, but there's a lot going on. We got Belinda's Tronic Magna across the street from York Regional Police, who called it a conspiracy theory. So we think they're just using that term just to cover whenever they want to cover up.
Well, this moron from Quinny West OPP, I can't remember his name right now because he's such a minor player in the game. I'd rather talk about his boss, Tuna Reeves, who makes your car smell like the dumpster out behind the Mandarin. He's flailing. This thing is so filled with bullshit. It's hilarious. They claimed that they contacted Yahoo and Apple and Google to triangulate my position, and they got a response back in one day. But they don't even mention that to get that information, you'd have to get a production order, right?
Yeah.
You can't just call up and say, I'm a cop. I want to know where this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work, OPP. So we're going to be dealing with that soon, you idiots. They wrote this information to obtain about 3 weeks ago, and it was for a warrant last January, because they're not very smart, and I know that they do this all the time, so it was only a matter of time before they'd have to sit down and write this thing. And they got this moron from Quinny West OPP. And by the way, Mr. Moron, and anybody listening who knows Mr. Moron, you're going to be a really famous cop down the road. I promise you you're going to get more than 15 minutes of fame.
It's probably the same Mr. Moron who I have on voice recording, who I sent over to U.S. intelligence, threatening to charge me for talking about the murder cover-up, his murder cover-up.
It's fascinating. These people think President Donald Trump is a joke. They think that his law, it's a law that they wrote, which governs corruption in Canada, is a joke. And I'm here to tell you, asshole, it's not a joke. But you probably are too busy lined up to get your sixth vaccine for the Omicron, and you're not listening. So go get your needle prick, and it'll be good, because you won't have to get a needle prick when they take you to a U.S. penitentiary.
Yeah.
So yeah, the cover up continues, and these morons, I don't know why they're all throwing their lives away as they are. But you are.
They're all caught up. They're all caught up in this. We know they are. They're all caught up in Pizzagate.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Apparently, that's just a conspiracy theory raised by the Children's Army, which is a radical fringe movement.
As the Ghislaine Maxwell trial has proceeded to its third day.
And I hear the FAA somebody made a boo boo and dropped 2,000 flight records yesterday.
Somebody made a boo-boo, eh?
So he had three airplanes. He had two small planes and then a big Boeing, right? 2,000 flights. And my understanding is they've fudged some of the names. Like, the pilots are saying, this person never came back.
Yeah.
People only went one way. What's that all about? Maybe they left on a boat.
Yeah, or Ghislaine Maxwell's submarine.
Yeah, and what's with LeBron James? Somebody says LeBron is singing a song about something.
Donald Trump said he's singing a song, and he caught COVID.
Did LeBron catch COVID? Well, and now 'tis the season to catch COVID. Omicron, Omicron. That's what's going to happen. They have a choice. We can either do your confession, and you know, or we'll make a deal, or you can die of COVID, because that's what a lot of them are going to die of is COVID.
Yeah, yeah, we know all about that.
Now, was there any questions after the last show? Did anybody say, stop saying fellatio, expert?
No, I didn't see any questions, because I did take a look, but I don't remember. But if you want, okay. I can ask questions right now. But I did post that you're going to be calling in, so I can take a look at the comments right now.
Take a look at the comments right now, and in the meantime, there's one other thing I was thinking about that we could bring up. But I just want to say one more time, I'm thankful for that the dark judge is trashing me, because I remember when the dark judge wrote me to ask questions about Field McConnell, and I thought, you know, if you're who you say you are, you should already know the answers to these questions, you dickhead. So that's why I've told you all along, don't listen to any of the drivel that's posted in that account, because it's some black guy from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that they don't have any black guys from New Jersey in the judiciary.
Yeah. So he's saying that he's top intel team for Trump, but he thinks you're friends with Timothy Holmeth. So
yeah, I don't know anything about Holmeth, except that he can't find the phone number for that mythical Pentagon pedophile task force that he and Randy Q. Erickson and Kirsten and W. stole $700,000 from Field McConnell over.
Yeah,
so Field's got too much class to bring it up.
Yeah, that's not the first time he's made up stories and lied and stuff like that.
But they also turned our Children's Army into the Children's Crusade, which has a logo with a penis on it. Yeah. There you go, Holmeth. We caught you.
Yeah, thanks, asshole. Let me take a look here for you. I'll tell you if there's any questions, if anybody...
It's okay. I see that the Supreme Court upheld the Mississippi law today on abortion, and this is the beginning of probably the unraveling of Roe v. Wade. I got it in it today with the woman here.
Yeah.
Because we were I was just watching it on CNN with a couple people, and I said, this could turn over Roe v. Wade, and she got right in my face as if you got no rights to talk about abortion. And I said this is about life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She said I was mansplaining her. That's what she said. She said, you're mansplaining. And I said, mansplaining. And she said, mansplaining. And I said, you got daddy issues, honey. I said, this is about human life. It's not about about a person's choice.
Yeah.
And she said, it's only a woman's choice. And I said, well, I'll tell you what then. Let them abort with the female babies, and we'll just keep all the males. Of course, I was being absurd for the sake of being absurd, folks. Don't yeah. write about that. I'm absolutely anti-abortion. Anybody who has a problem with that, don't listen to me. Right? She, life begins at conception.
She probably watched too much CNN before she showed up there.
I'm sorry?
She probably watched too many airings of CNN.
Well, I mean, the only abortion I would ever agree to, it would be retroactive abortion. In which case, you know, put Dave Perry at the top of the list. Retroactive abortion. Throw Dave Dubay and Ian Briggs on that list and Paul Cottonballs Ward on that list. Just abort them all.
Yeah.
Retroactively.
We got some questions.
Well, you can drink on all those names, by the way, folks.
Yeah,
Agent 111's going, I opened this beer for nothing.
None of your beeswax. He's a drinker too. He likes to drink.
Okay.
He's cool.
I can't wait to get out and have a beer with all of you.
Yeah, right. We need to hold a fucking
undisclosed location.
Yeah, undisclosed. Yeah, they'd probably fucking bomb the shit out of us. Eh?
And then a container buried under the ground somewhere that we'll call our clubhouse.
Terrorist
Throw
attack.
Blend Stronic up above it.
False yeah. flag terrorist attack. Yeah. All of us are gone.
That's what we should do. We should do a fundraiser to raise money to buy a container that we can bury and create a clubhouse.
I think we should throw a fucking big party, too.
Well, when it all goes down, we're all going to have a big party, and I think you're going to start seeing some really big things take place in this. Like, we're new things every day now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dan Bongino was correct. It's popcorn time.
Yeah. Scavino.
Prepared to say that.
Scavino.
Is it Cavino? I thought it was Bongino.
That's another guy, Dan Scavino. He's Trump's close main people.
Oh, okay. It was Scavino that said that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the other guy makes pizza, doesn't he?
The other guy, Bongino. The other guy's on the news, right? He's,
One guy was Hillary Clinton's bodyguard at one time, wasn't he?
His former Secret Service.
Bongino, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been in jail for 10 months.
Yeah, I get it.
Sorry.
Here's the questions. Is the Canadian music, film, entertainment industry as corrupt as the U.S.?
Yes.
Like, I mean, I was just looking at, maybe it was about 2 months ago, pedophile symbolism right in their logo and signage, Canadian music.
Pedophile judge Brian Abrams of Kingston is one of the big shots with the Canadian Country Music Association. And he's got these boys that have a make-believe band called the Abrams Brothers. They like to make them out as bluegrass superstars, although they've never done a damn thing. But Brian Abrams is a pedophile judge, and here he is in a big shot with the Canadian Country Music Association. So that'll give you an idea of what it takes to get recognized in the music business in Canada.
And then Belinda Stronach, have a drink. Partners with Hillary Clinton, Branson, you name it, all the garbage. She throws her it's called Magna Hoedown, where she invites Canadian singers and stuff like that. So
now that's not saying it's all corrupt. I know the people that did the Hearts and Boots Festival, right? The Dunfords, incredibly awesome people. But they're also the first people to tell you that it's a cutthroat business of mobsters, that they have that is the music business and the entertainment business in Canada. The CRTC is the mob. All of our television stations, all the same mob.
Yeah.
The music business mob. All the television shows. I'll tell you something. If you're watching these CTV programs, with all these fake, you know, people trying to be cops and trying to be. Ever think about the fact that NCIS or whatever that thing is about crime scene investigation is the number one television franchise in history? Mm-hmm. And think about what they've done to compare to what the Children's Army has done.
Right.
Like, we actually done this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually done this stuff, and I, you know, and anyway, we'll get down to that down the road. It's all a big cesspool, right? You've got the homosexual and garden television network, right, where all the gay guys are on doing renovation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
put fake wood flooring in every house they do. I got nothing better to do than watch it, but yeah, it's all a cesspool,
yeah.
And you should be. People will be embarrassed that they've spent their lives watching this garbage when they realize how sick and disgusting it's been for so long across the board, from Disney right up to Corner Gas.
Yeah.
Next question. Somebody's going, oh, I like Corner Gas. Yeah. Well.
There's a guy that I found on YouTube. He's hilarious, but I got to think of his name. Then I'll tell you who he is, but he's absolutely hilarious. Is the First Nation self-government involved in the same types of corruption as the rest mm-hmm. of government? If so, to what extent are they complicit in the missing natives and events like what went on at Picton Farms? Thank you both.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I don't want to get in a urinary proficiency contest with the First Nations leaders, because I know there's a lot of great people out there, a lot of people supporting us, a lot of people supporting a brother Normie, right? Norm Traversy has, I mean, I think he's got a headdress. He's so loved by the First Nations people. There's a lot of good people in that. It's like we're talking about a nation, right?
Yeah.
We're in all of the various groups and tribes and clans and but then there's also the mob. So your question is, it's a tough one to answer, but the one thing that stands out about this residential school thing and these pedophile Catholic bastards, right, these pieces of shit of Vatican Catholic bastards, mm-hmm. is that they call them unmarked graves, when in fact what they are is just buried bodies.
Yeah.
Right.
They have fancy names for the crimes that they commit.
Well, unmarked graves is suggesting that they just didn't have they didn't have the resources to put a tombstone up. Yeah. No, they were burying the bodies of women and children that were being slaughtered.
Exactly.
And still are being slaughtered to this very day. And the other thing is, I don't see a whole lot of autopsies looking for broken bones. Looking for, doing DNA testing to see what kind of pharmaceuticals were put in these children and these women and the men that have been found in these unmarked graves. No, they're not. They're buried bodies. The bodies that they've disposed of and buried in the ground. And there's literally thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Now, given that I've said all of that and everything that I've just told you is true, these are buried bodies. They're not unmarked graves. And don't let these Catholic bastards get away with it. I mean, the Pope making reparations, they should hang the prick by the neck, right? And weigh him down with the weight of every other priest in Canada by the neck.
Yeah.
Right? Thomas Collins, right in the list. For this, what they did and what they're still doing. This wasn't 1950 stuff. It's still going on.
Yeah.
Now, to answer that question, where is the outrage from the Indigenous community about these murders, right? They want to have moments of healing. They want to heal. Justin wants to, you know, have some smoke come in the air and heal. Fuck that. I want people rounded up and prosecuted. But, of course, they're not going to do that because the Vatican runs our entire legal system and judicial system, which is a fraud. It all connects back to the Vatican, which is controlled by House of Rothschild, LLC, which is why there's Swiss guards at the Vatican, right? Swiss guards at our mint. It's all about House of Rothschild, LLC, which I think is the thing of the past now,
yeah.
Because it was the Economist magazine 3 weeks ago that said that disgusting bitch Elizabeth Regina was dead. But she's probably smelling you know, smelling like Camilla Parker Bowles underwear about now.
Yeah.
Next question. Sorry, I hope that answered your question. I get really angry when I think about what the atrocities that have been committed by the Catholic Church and the Crown against the women and children of the Indigenous communities in Canada, and they have the audacity to call them unmarked graves, as though they actually had a proper burial, right? They were just burying bodies to get rid of them after they abused them and raped them and murdered them.
Exactly.
And these sons of bitches need to be held accountable. And the ones that are doing it today in churches all across Canada, doing child sacrifices in these Catholic churches all across Canada, because it's taking place, they need to be exterminated like the vermin they are.
And children's aid too.
And if that's hate speech, Justin, kiss my ass. Put me in jail, you prick. Next question.
Yeah, Project Mannequin. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. But if anybody's got any information on Project Mannequin, I'd love to know what it is.
Okay. Do you know why the floods are so bad in BC? Is that a white hat or black hat operation?
I can't hear you. Do you know why what?
Why the flooding is so bad in BC on the highways? White hat or black hat operation?
Don't know. Could be Mother Nature. Could be something intentional. The only news I get about that is coming across the CTV, Canada's first name in something. I don't think it's news, but we'll put a word there. That there's a question of the night. CTV is Canada's first name in what? I'll say murder. I'll come right out and say it. How about that? Canada's first name in murder. Next question.
That's all. We weren't asking any questions, but people just put that down when I said that you'd be calling in around 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we had a few, and how long have we been on now? About an hour?
41 minutes.
Okay. Well, maybe some more news will come out tomorrow, and we'll have some more things to talk about, because I don't want to bore people. We haven't sworn very much tonight, so, that's fucking great, eh?
we're doing good, yeah.
People could have driven and listened to this show tonight, given the amount of times you've said Belinda Stronach and Carolyn Mulroney. Oh, shit. You better pull over.
Thomas Carrick is out there. He's with this holiday safety, safe communities, you know?
Wait a minute. Speaking of Thomas Carrick, or Skeletor, as I like to call him, what's up with Thomas? Thomas, did he call 1-800-JENNY or something?
Yeah, he's losing a lot of weight. He looks really skinny.
He is.
Yeah.
Sorry?
He looks really skinny. He might be getting nervous.
He was on television. It looks like maybe he got AIDS from Eric Jolliffe when he got his go-away present.
Well, he's got a Jubilee Award, and he's hanging out with Caroline Mulroney, so...
Sorry, Kirk. You know, I wasn't going to call you a pedo faggot until you proved that you were involved in the mob and covering up my nephew's murder. So guess what? We're just going to call you a pedo faggot, and you're the boss of Chris Tuna. Chris Lewis's old squeeze toy from the Florida motel. Anyway, no, he's not looking good.
No.
It's funny. Doug Ford has looked pretty much like somebody's walking over his grave ever since Age of Margaritaville started talking about him.
John Tory too.
John Tory's looking
dead.
Looking like
he's looking dead.
He looks like. Well, I guess maybe they've got intel that they know what's coming.
I've seen dead people that look better than John Tory.
Well, nobody's going to kill him.
So
nobody's going to hunt that guy down and see him rot in a U.S. prison.
You're on a big show, right? You're going to be on a big show, is that right?
It's in the works. It's in the works. My people are talking to their people.
Yeah.
I gotta rein it in. Can't use my normal vocabulary on that program, so I'll have to pretend like I'm visiting, you know, my girl's parents for the first time.
Just write down on a piece of paper, on a big paper, in big letters, no swearing.
Fellatio specialist.
No swearing.
No swearing.
And keep looking at it during the whole interview.
I promise I will. I just swear because I'm pretty much pissed off about all of this. And it's about time that it gets dealt with. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years now. It was 30 years ago this summer that I learned that it was the Clintons that murdered my father with the tainted blood, and Brian Mulroney, Carolyn Mulroney's, there you go, you can drink, Carolyn Mulroney's faggot father covered it all up.
And her brother,
when he wasn't sexually grooming his son to be a flake and a freak and a weirdo,
panda eyes, Ben Mulroney, panda eyes.
Yeah, when he didn't have Ben bent over John Cretchan's knee, he was covering up the murder of 7,000 Canadians.
Yeah.
And that's got to be dealt with. Got to be dealt with, and if not dealt with, well, we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it's been 30 years. Been 20 years since I saw those three discs in the sky over Quinney and realized that the United Nations was involved in that. And I thought, well, shit, if they've got that technology, why isn't they talking about the carbon tax and gas prices? You know, they're a bunch of lying pricks. And they're the same people that have the snake in their logo, and they're telling you to get the Omicron variant. you know what was fascinating? And I'll leave you with this.
All right.
The very first incidence of the Omicron variant was in South Africa, where my psychiatrist comes from. I can't believe I'm actually saying I have a psychiatrist. I don't really have one. I've seen the guy for 30 minutes in 2 months. Seriously, it's like drive-by psychiatry. I'll have a dinner for one, and what do you think of QAnon? And I'll have a Coke. And I go, I don't know. Here's your burger, here's your Coke. I don't know anything about QAnon, really. I don't have a Q on my car, but I know what it is. I gotta go. But my psychiatrist is from South Africa, where the very first incident of Omicron was.
Yeah.
And the second incident of Omicron was in Hamilton, where I am right now.
Oh, wow.
So South Africa and Hamilton, or the moronic variant of COVID-19.
that's quite the coincidence, actually.
Yeah.
Hey.
And my previous partner was like that was her nickname, moron. Well, it was later on.
It starts off nicer. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is. Anyway, that's quite the coincidence.
I hope everyone has a good night. And if you know where John Wells' program can be heard, I'm supposed to be on it tomorrow night. If I'm not, it'll be another night. But you can always try tomorrow. And other than that, I hope everyone's enjoying their evening. And we haven't got you too intoxicated tonight. And I'm sorry if we were offensive the night before. And nobody's complained, by the way. It wasn't like we got nasty emails from little old ladies going, "You said that word."
Nobody says that. No.
Yeah, we just thought about it, I thought about it. I don't know what A1 actually thinks. I think he just goes, he just has one mode. Eric Jolliffe. One Distronic. I mean, he's got an alarm clock in the morning and wakes him up going, Winistronic.
I really do. I really do. I wake up and I immediately think of these people, how much I hate them while I'm having my coffee. I really do. I just think these are the worst people in the world.
Well, they're the worst people in Canada, next to Michelle Hollins, Judge Michelle Hollins of Calgary, and Pat Dunnigan. Mm-hmm. If you want to have some fun, folks, find Patrick Dunnigan or Pat Dunnigan's Instagram page and take a look at his jewelry collection. It's got more swirls than the Ice Capades, for God's sake. He's got all this satanic jewelry that he's proud to show, and he thinks that nobody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. Hey, Pat, we know what that's all about, you piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know that you're a rapist of little girls, you piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Right? And you know you hang out with Michelle Holland, former Canadian Bar Association president, who's a satanic cannibal. Right?
So,
and then, of course, already Canadian Patriots going, "Oh, here's that meme." Here's Michelle Hollins at Disney World.
So Thomas Carrick, I'm going to point something out to everybody, is that his best buddy, Eric Jolliffe, trained at the FBI Academy. Okay, in pedophile symbolism and that type of thing. So Thomas Carrick definitely 100% knows what pedophile symbolism is. This shit is all over, not only Ontario, but all over Canada, all over the world, actually. And it's found within many partners of Children's Aid and children's groups and, you know, food.
Oh, Highland Shore Children's Aid Society in Lee Burgess territory had a pedophile director that got in shit a couple of years ago. Right. So they had to replace it with a new pedophile director.
So there is
Rian Reich from the Catholic Children's Aid Society in Toronto, who's a known pedophile.
Yeah.
Right. So, and Orlando Gajardo, another pedophile.
So they're advertising.
Their lawyer, Mark Ellis, is a child rapist. Right, go ahead.
They're advertising, they're doing illegal stuff, right? It's a great big sign. Mm-hmm. To me, it's the equivalent of holding up a big sign. We sell drugs here. We're dealing drugs here. Mm-hmm. And Thomas Carrick, that's his job. That's
well,
his
they
job.
Do that too. They don't advertise.
But you know what I mean? It's the same thing to me, right? You might as well be holding a sign saying, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're holding a great big sign, and they're coding that we're doing this kind of illegal activity here with children. And they're holding a great big sign, and the OPP commissioner, his best buddy, trained at the FBI Academy. We put it all over his Twitter, the evidence and things like that. And his buddy Wayne Emerson connected to the Sherman murders. He's pictured in the Toronto subway December 15th, 2017, with Justin Trudeau, Kathleen
Justin
Wynn.
Justin Pedo, you mean?
Justin Pedo, Kathleen Wynn.
Justin Pedo.
Kathleen Wynn and John Tory with Wayne Emerson. These are his buddies too. These are.
Maybe we should send Kathleen Wynne out to Vancouver and stop the flooding.
So these people.
She's a dyke.
She resigned. She stepped down or whatever. Kathleen Wynne. Bill Morneau resigned.
That Bill Morneau, that's Dave Dubé's cousin, you mean?
Yeah, Dave Dubé's cousin.
Yeah.
And Bill Morneau's other, is it his cousin that was caught up in pedo? Is that who it was? Do you know the name I'm thinking of?
I can't remember, but I know who you're talking about.
I think it's out in the Kitchener area, maybe? That sort of area? Caught up in pedo?
Was that the one that committed suicide?
I don't know if he committed suicide, but I was talking to somebody else. And
okay, if you're listening, Dave Dubé, or Ian Briggs, I can't talk directly to Dave Dubé. Sorry, I was just kidding about that. Ian Briggs, if you're listening, why don't you post, because you probably have an anonymous account and you're trying to make up shit about whatever. Why don't you post which one of Bill Morneau's cousins was involved in pedophilia, child pornography, and committed suicide? That's Dave Dubé's cousin who works for ISN Investigations. Dave Perry hires only the best, including his daughter, Kimberly. Or ISN Kimberly.
Yeah, it might be
Gitmo.
Might be Gitmo Kimberly.
You've got some problems coming. They think they're above the law, but they ain't. Anyway, that's enough for tonight. I hope everyone again has a great night, and we'll spew more of this garbage down the road.
All right. Thanks for the call, Margaritaville.
All right, bud. You take care.
Thank you.